From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris with music from Senegal. The singer says everything is from the sand and everything will return to the sand. That theme of cycles inspires the hip-hop trio Darajé. They are superstars in Senegal, and they're just now finding an audience in the United States. That's Fara Freddy with those rapid-fire rhymes. He's backed by Andogo G and Lord Olajiman. All three members of Darajé join us now from NPR's New York studios. Welcome to all three of you.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum. Nang and def. You know, that's how we say greetings in Senegalese.
Ah, well, greetings to you too.
Yes.
Fara Freddy, when you start rapping in this song, what are we hearing you say?
Wiri wiri djarindari, I mean, ain't no need to beat around the bush. You know, saying that, you know, hip-hop was born in Africa, went around the world to come back to Africa, like a boomerang that has been thrown from the motherland and now it's back home.
So hip-hop has come full circle.
Definitely, yeah.
What language are you singing in?
We're singing in the native language, which is Wolof, spoken by over 25 ethnic groups in Senegal.
Now, you say that hip-hop was actually born in Africa before it came to the States, but it wasn't necessarily the same thing that we think of as hip-hop in America. It was much more of a storytelling tradition.
You know, this music is typically like the new reflection of the griotism, the new reflection of the tasu, as we used to say in Senegal, because the first time we heard Grandmaster Flash rapping, you know, on a hip-hop track, everybody was like, okay, we know this because this is tasu.
So tasu is sort of the rhythmic oral history in Senegal.
That's it. And, you know, everybody does tasu in Senegal. You know, when you feel something that you want to say, you know, with some rhymes and under a rhythmic form, you use the tasu. But it's something very natural that we used to do. We've been rhyming like that for a long time. Even before the slavery era, people used to do that, you know, in Africa, incarnate that style.
Could you give me an example of tasu? Maybe sing a little bit for us right here in the studio?
Okay, so we're going to try improvise, you know, something. Okay?
Yeah. Well, straight from Africa, original school of life, Darajé.
Like that. Yes, it's tasu.
Heads are a bobbin in the studio. So if we heard this now in a club, I'm wondering what that might be like to catch up with Darajé on a Friday night in a dance club in Dakar. Help me understand what it would look like, what it would sound like, what it would smell like. What would we see?
Warm atmosphere, you know, the fever. Warm
the fever.
People. Yeah, the fever. You know, beautiful Senegalese women.
Yeah.
You know, traditional clothes and even modern clothes all together. The atmosphere getting hotter and hotter, you know, till the morning light.
Freddy, Andogo, Lord Olajiman, I understand that the three of you met each other in high school while you were studying, did I get this right, accounting?
Yeah. That's it. We were studying accountancy because, you know, our parents wanted us to be, you know, as we used to say in Africa, bureaucrat. I mean, you know, someone behind a desk and counting the money, you know, or even working in the bank because they thought that it was the only way to make some money and, you know, and help them out.
Obviously, you had ideas of your own.
Yeah. And, you know, it was, they thought that, They would only be proud of their sons if they were behind a big desk, you know, running a big company. But, you know, the destiny chose that we would fall in love with music. And, you know, since then, you know, our life is music.
You write in a couple of your songs about Senegalese people who leave their country in search of work. And I'm thinking of one song in particular, Paris Dakar.
Yes.
Ok, mon flow brille comme le bazin riche, c'est décise. Je viens de Dakar, je suis métisse, même pas des bises. Plus boubou que bling bling.
Freddie, did I just hear you say bling bling?
Yeah, bling bling, yeah.
I guess that's become a universal term.
Yeah, that's it.
Dans le RER, personne se parle, personne se calcule. Donc rien à voir avec l'ambiance d'un cap rapide.
Now, in this song, Paris is all about bling bling.
Paris Dakar, you know, that's a comparison between Paris and Dakar, and it was a way to call people to come over Africa because it feels so good to be in Africa because it's like they're really missing something, not going, you know, to Africa.
The song Esperanza or Hope. When you listen to it, the rhythms transport you across the Atlantic from Senegal all the way to Cuba. And that's a long stretch. I'm wondering how that happened. Where did the song come from and why that reference?
You know, since we were kids, our parents used to listen to Cuban music. You know, we grew with it. And with that Cuban influence, you know, we remind them of the good old days. And, you know, we really had all these people, you know, getting connected to the new generation. This song means a lot for us. It's a very important song that puts the youth and the elders together.
You widened the circle.
The circle, yes. We came from a long way just to show them, you know, to give them the prop that hip-hop was about lifting the spirit up, you know, and finally they got all convinced, you know, that we were doing it for the good cause. And now I think they're more rappers, they're more hip-hop than anyone.
Fata Freddy and Dogo G, Lord Olajuwon, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure. Dara J.
Dara J's first CD to be released in the United States is called Boomerang. They'll be on a U.S. tour this summer. And if you want, you can hear more music from Dara J at NPR.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.